going beyond the feeling of the body and remembering Him with deep love gives an extraordinary experience. It gives immense satisfaction and fulfillment in life. All the deep impressions of sorrow, unhappiness, misery, and peacelessness left in the soul due to many unpleasant incidents get washed off. It is like a discharged battery getting charged by a power source. The soul gets absolutely replenished and rejuvenated. The joy overflows. The soul becomes pure, light, and peaceful once again. In this state, one will comprehend the exact understanding of conversing with God, seeing God, and reaching Him. It is generally believed that experiencing God is very difficult. It involves rigorous practices and that it takes years. But the reality is, the way to connect with Him is amazingly simple and easy. He is God, but He is always a loving Father and hence available for our sake. One can practically experience Him in many ways. Whether there is a problem or not, invite God lovingly. He is there, watching me and eager to help out. With this faith, accept every situation that comes across. It is time to enjoy a life filled with His divine blessings. Have hearty conversations with Him. Rather than discussing issues and troubles, think of how His powers give strength to face any challenge. God's remembrance automatically has in it all the elements of positive thinking, being eternal optimistic, taking control of our life. The steps required towards discovering and experiencing God in daily life is surrendering one's mind unto Him and the practice of soul consciousness. Rather than getting curious about His identity and going into the futile exercise of verifying His unlimited divine personality, it is wise to start by saying, "I would very much like to know You completely and experience Your love." Accept the ignorance as well as limitation of the self with humility and surrender unto Him with the thought, "I am Yours, as is, where is, with whatever good or bad within me, I am Yours." Go inwards. Make an honest effort to overcome the pulls and the feelings of the body, and be in the awareness of the reality that I am a soul. This is soul consciousness. It is also called as the inner eye or the third eye. With conscious effort, practice and perseverance, the awareness of the self as soul becomes natural. In this state of consciousness, one can experience the unlimited personality of God, which is that of unlimited ocean of all virtues and powers. It is a stage of total absorption in bliss. One attains total fulfillment and feels the ultimate satisfaction in life. Keep making sincere efforts to remember God whilst and before doing every karma, even simple ones like standing, sitting, eating, drinking and so on. Be indebted, have gratitude for all that He has bestowed. Either you sit comfortably in a posture of your choice and remember, or keep doing your activities while remembering. Both are meditation. It would be a very serene experience when special time is created daily for meditation practice in solitude or in a gathering for contemplation of God and self-realization. It may be hard to believe that it is so simple, but in fact, it is this simple. The only challenge is to continue making sustained efforts to keep going into the depths of this extraordinary experiences. There is no limit to the depths of this experience, because God is an ocean in His attributes. The more one tries to discover His depths, the more one realizes the vastness of His personality. Even an entire lifetime is not enough to understand His vastness. Nearness to God can be further sustained by the practice of bodilessness, that is, maintaining the awareness that I, the soul, am detached from the body. The more one develops a sense of detachment from the body, the more one realizes deeper connection with God.